Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Well, Jazz, the exhibition game, as you call it, or State of Origin fundraiser game, squads are out.
Yep.
And this man, All-Australian halfback, Brody Smith, has been named in there, and he joins us now on the Rush Hour. Welcome, Brodes.
Hey, boys. How you going?
Brody.
It must be a huge honour, mate, being named in alongside such great players.
Yeah, it is. I'd written myself off. I didn't think I'd get the call-up, so I was very pleased to get the phone call and pumped that guys like Laudy and Tex are going to be over there with me too, so it should be a bit of fun.
Brody, it's going to be look, it's fantastic. Bushfire relief funds, and we're going to have a massive day, and it's exciting that the boys have all put their hands up. How did the clubs go? Do they nominate two or three players from each club, and then you find out if you're in the squad or not?
Yeah, I believe that's how it went. So the club came to me and said, if we put your name forward, are you happy to play? Which obviously I was. And that was about a month ago. And then it was just a nervous wait to wait for a phone call to say that you're actually playing. Mm. So, got that last night. And, I'm definitely pumped to be part of the side. And as I said, it's going to be great to have a couple of good mates on the side as well. It's going to be a good experience.
Originally, I think you could only have maximum of three playing jars, and they changed the rules so then all the good players could play. So some of the, clubs down the bottom have only got one player in it, but good to see four Crows in. You mentioned a little bit off air. Do you think it's a game where it'll just be open and free-flowing, or do you reckon players will really have a crack and play for that jumper?
Well, I do like the idea of an open, free-flowing game. There was a bit of action of yourself in about 2008 on the screen today, actually, at the club, Burn. So,
oh, no. What was
nice,
I doing?
Open flowing. Oh, you shank one from about 50.
Oh, Burn.
No, I think it might be like the sort of match sim at training. So, obviously, nothing crazy with guys flying back into packs, but still a really competitive sort of game. You want it to be a good spectacle. So, I hope the boys crack in. I think they will.
Do you reckon there's anyone stiff not to make it? We spoke maybe Brad Crouch. But anyone else you think could have made the All-Stars or Victorian sides?
Yeah, Brad and Matt were flat today.
Oh, of course.
They were,
as was big Daniel Talley, I think.
Oh, Daniel's son.
There's definitely a few guys. I think there's a lot of guys that are probably being managed and looked after as well. Guys like Nick Nat, Jeremy McGovern, big names like that. So, the Crouch boys and Talley were definitely dirty this afternoon.
Yeah, so it's a game that you're actually really excited for. You sound like you called it as you were nervously waiting by the phone. So you're really excited. Boys are really excited to play in it.
Yeah, 100%. Tex was up and about today, and as is Laudy, and got straight on the phone to Charlie Cameron once I knew he was in the side as well. So we're obviously looking really forward to playing with each other. And I guess for us footy heads like myself, to play with guys like Fife and Yo and the real superstars of the competition, it's just going to be great. And I think even just training with those guys, I think we're going to have a run the day before. It's just going to be amazing to be around that sort of talent.
Bro, 18th of February in 2021, I think they need to lock down a proper traditional State of Origin game between Victoria and South Australia, and if not WA, because that is the real State of Origin football. And I know it's fantastic what you boys are doing for the community around the country to raise money for the bushfire appeal. But for me, it's still an exhibition game. We've got to put it all in perspective. This is not a State of Origin, but this time next year, can you see that locked in the calendar? Because if you boys come through unscathed, they have to look at it. And yes, bring the bloody State of Origin back.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'd love to be able to represent the state. Obviously, being an SA boy and to get out there in that Guernsey would be huge. But as it kills me to say, but if you put the SA side next to the Victorian side, it's... it could get a little bit ugly, I think, but it'd be great. It would be great to get out there and represent the state and play a real State of Origin tournament. It'd be unbelievable.
From a Crows point of view now, mate, only two players, I think it is, that are unavailable for selection. Obviously, Duday coming back from the ACL and Riley Knight with his Achilles. Pretty strong position to be in this time of year.
Yeah, it's awesome. I guess every team says it, but we have had a great pre-season and the fitness staff have been really good. They smashed us before Christmas, and then they've really worked us up into. We played our internal trial on the weekend, and now into games. So everyone's feeling really good about themselves and feeling really fit. And the big boys are throwing around some big numbers in the gym too. So everyone's just pumped now that we're we can finally get out and play our new game plan and have a look at it against some proper opposition.
Well, Broads, it's a fresh start for everyone under the new coach, Matty Nixon. I think the boys will enjoy his coaching. Now, before we let you go, your dad, Gordy, has he booked in 11 tickets for the game over for Marvel Stadium?
He actually called me about half an hour ago saying, how do I get some tickets?
There you go.
So,
he's texted me and my brother already.
Sure. He will be there. He'll have a beer waiting for you if you're there.
All right, is he still running the parents' supporters group?
Is he in charge?
I think my old man might have passed on the baton
to Gordo. Yeah, he is. He comes along to the family days and makes sure I introduce him to all the first-year players' dads and so you can get in his corner, in his drinking corner. So, yeah, he loves it.
It's a tough corner to get into, but it's a tough corner to get out of as well.
Bro. All the best, mate, and congratulations. It's going to be an exciting night for you boys. Knock off the Vicks for us, mate, in that All-Stars jumper, and good luck for round one for the Adelaide Crows, my friend.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
There he is, Brody Smith, mate, from the Adelaide Crows, selected in the All-Stars v Victoria Burn. And I'm glad these boys have got a little bit of a spring in their step.
Yep, no, 100%. No, it's something that I missed out on doing, and I'd love to be part of something like this. So I'm glad they're all excited for it, and I can't wait to see them run around.
It's a Rush Hour family.
Triple M, get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.